Iduyos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vov. This is the last of the instructionary Mishnayis that give us a little bit more insight into the Tzura, the way the Mishnayis, the Iduyos of Deiris Kadmoinim, the Mesiris of Chachmei Torah, why we would bring one Shita and then another Shita. Just say what the Halach is. And why would we bring a Das Miut if it's Nitcha Kamei Das Rabim? Om Reb Yehudim, Ken Lama Maskin Divi Ayochid Ben Amarub Luvatolo. Reb Yehuda has a knetch. Sometimes we have a machlokes. We have a chachomim and Rameyer, chachomim and Reb Shimon, so on. So over there, we have a das harabim, we have a das hamiut, and the Mishnah mentioned before the reason why the shmois of the chachomim were given over with part of the nusach hamishnah being the das hayochid is because a later bezdin, Moshe, the dar of Rameyer and the chachom, they held not that. They held one way. Reb and the Chacham held not like Rameyer. And then Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who based Dinoi, when they paskind la halacha, held like the Shita of Rameyer. So that becomes the Shita of the Merubim. So the day of the Yochid is mentioned in order that the Bezdin should be able to be kaveh the halacha like the other Shita. However, there are certain times where one Shita b'makom another Shita is considered what the Mishnah calls over here levatolo. For instance, what's brought in the Gemara in several places is that Divrei Beis Shammai B'mokim Beis Hillel Einei Mishnah. Beis Shammai B'mokim Beis Hillel is not called a Shita and it's another Shita and the final Psak is like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai B'mokim Beis Hillel Einei Mishnah. Im kein, so why bring Divrei Beis Shammai B'chlal? Or other cases where there were Tanoim, where the Shita was considered Levatola. Now for us, we can learn it up because there was a Heligatana and we can learn up the Imik, we can learn Torah, but in terms of Halacha, why would it be brought in the Mishnah? So then Rabbi Yehuda adds another point. What happens if two days later, by us everything is Halacha Pesukah, it's not based on Kabbalos. But what happens if two days after there was a Machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, and the Halacha was Hukvah like Rabbi Kiva, two days later somebody comes along and says he has a Kabbalah ish mi pi ish, like we just said in the Mishnah before with the Gardiyim Bishara Ashbois. They have a Meseris that this was the Halacha Psukah in the Dor before Rabbi Kiva. So we'll say to him, we'll be able to answer him that your Meseris is correct that there's such a Shita, but the reason why you heard half a story. What you were hearing, Yoimaloi will be able to tell him, Kedivri ish plaini shamata. You heard the Shita of Reb Tarfon, let's say, which is not Lalocha. So when there's a Mesiris that has to be Farenfit, we can answer that going with that Shita, but that's not the accepted Halacha. That's why it would be brought as part of the Lashon in the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah Zayin, we're going back to other areas in Halacha. Now we're on to Meseches Oilus. Beshamay Oimrim. This discussion centers around what we know that Tumas Meis is a Tumah Chamura, Mikola Tumas, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Zov, Balkeri, they all have their parameters. All of them, Hatzar HaShov, is that they're all Nitar, Tvila, and a Mikvah. Maybe in certain cases need a carbon to complete a full Tahara. The only Tumah, which is a Tumah Chamura, that needs Efer Poro, is only, of course, Tumas Meis. There's another Choymer in Tumas Meis. It's the only Tumah which is Metameh Be'oihel. I say the only. There are certain Chumras in Tumas Mitzayra, which has to do also with oil, but it's not exactly the same halacha. For the purpose of our din, the din that's described, that a Meis is Metameh Be'oihel, Odom Kiyomas Be'oihel, like it says in Parshas Chukas, that din is a din in Tumas Meis. Not only a full dead body, or a buried body, but even part of a body will also be metame. But it has to have a shame that it's not just a piece of a dead body. It has to be representative of a body. How much atzomois, there are other halachas for bosor or dam menames, but we're now learning a machloikis about how many atzomois from a mace, or whether it has to be an amount of atzomos from one mace or more, will be considered enough of a dead body that it will be metame ba'oil. There's a lot more details to this type of discussion. I not mentioned the Mishnah. The reason why the Mishnah brings this is only because we have over here something unique, which we really don't have in other places in Shas. A machlokes be Shammai be Hillel, that's not unusual. Here we have a machlokes be Shammai be Hillel, where the third shita is Shammai himself. Now, how could be Shammai hold different than Shammai? Mefarshim explained that they had one Messiris from their Rebbe, Shammai, and Shammai Hazokin, that's what he's called. When we're talking about Shammai, we call him Shammai Hazokin. Same way we talk about Hillel Hazokin, even though most of the machlokes are be Hillel and be Shammai, but Shammai Hazokin himself, Vaistois Besoif Yomov, had a different hachro lahaloko. Be Shammai Oimim, Roiva Atzomis Minu Atzomim, Ben Mishnayim, Ben Mishloisha. It has to be a Roiva. Roiva, by the way, Veloshin Chazal generally refers to a Roiva Kav of Atzomis, which is a measurement that we've had before. A Roiva Kav of Atzomis, when it's together and ba'oil, then it's Metama, the person who enters that oil. The Mishnah adds, Minho Atzomim, Ben Mishnayim, Ben Mishloisha. It doesn't have to be dafka from one mace. A pile of bones of even several people is mitame. The reason why the Mishnah says two or three is because it's lav dafka. Two, three, four, five, doesn't make a difference. That amount of bones is considered a mace and it's mitame. Beisil loimim, roiva atzomois min hagvio. The amount is the same in terms of the shear of roiva, but it has to be minakvir. Gvir means a body, which what the Mishnah means to say, it's the Mishnah's way of saying from one body. Now the Mishnah says another prat, b'shitas b'silu, meroiv habinyin oi meroiv haminyin. One way of reading this, seems to be the pashtus, is meroiv, is that this is another tanai. Roiv ha'atzomis, A, it has to be minakvir, it has to come from one dead body. Meroiv habinyin, meroiv haminyin, is that one bone itself, an etzem from a mace, even if it's large, even a few bones, will not be metame, unless they're either large bones, which are roiv binyin, some bones in the body, obviously, are longer, bigger. The small bones in the finger are going to take up a lot more space in the roiv hakav than the leg bones. It has to be either roiv habinyin, in terms of size, or roiv minyin. There are 248 avarim in a person's body. Chazal tell us that the amount of roiv minyan of atzom and shebaguv is going to be roiv of 248, which is 125. So it has to be either one or the other. The pashtus of the reading of the Mishnah is that he means to say that it has to be a dead body. It's not atzom, it's from a mace. So what's called a dead body? Either a roiv minyan or a roiv binyan. Tzudetzud has to be from one dead body. That's Shit Spesil. The other way of reading over here, it seems that there's back and forth discrepancies. The Rambam seems to bring both Pshatim. The Rav is Miramas also. And in different places, in Mishnayis and Eilus and other places, we have different Shmois from the Rishonim. So we'll read both ways. Either Meirav Binyan, Meirav Binyan, as well as being Menagvir, also has to be Meirav Binyan, Meirav Binyan. Or the other way to read it would be Meirav. The mem over here would be an interesting usage of such a letter. Meroiv, unless it's Meroiv Binyan, Meroiv Minyan. And then it would be Metame, even without Roiva. So the Halacha L'Moshe Messina over here gives a share of Roiva Akav. This Roiva is itself a cheshivus, that's considered a dead body, even without Roiv Minyan or Roiv Binyan. But if there would be Roiv Minyan or Roiv Binyan, that itself would be considered a dead body. Now, it is possible to have a mace, which is a nafel, can have a dead baby, whose metame and the guf is not a roiva hakav. And the reason why he'll be metame is because over there it has the roiv minyan and the roiv binyan. So that's only considered a dead body. A roiv minyan and roiv binyan is considered a dead body. According to Beis Hillel, a roiva will be metame, even where it doesn't have a roiv minyan and a roiv binyan. According to one shita in Shitas Beis Hillel, it has to have either a roiv minyan or a roiv binyan. According to the other shita, both leifanim ha-metame, a roiv akav or a roiv minyan or a roiv binyan. Either one of those three could be metame. That's the shita Beis Hillel. And again, it has to be minagvir from one body. Shammai Oimer, Shammai is more machmir than Shitas, what we call Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai understood that in order to resemble a body, to be considered a dead body, it has to be atzom mois. Has to be at least two. Shammai says, afilu mi'atzem echo. The shear of reva akav is considered a dead body, even if it came from one large bone that has that shear. The way we explain the machloikis is the Rambam's pirush, and that's the way the Rav goes. There is another reading of this din. It's totally in the sugya nozir, and it has to do with, it's based on a tesefta naholus. So without going into all the details, the other shita, the Raivin and others, take a look over here at the Mepharshim. Kivega brings over here, and also the Pirush Raivin over here. Here in Idias is a unique asset. There's a Pirush of the Raivin, which we don't have in other Mesechtas, something to remember. So the way the Rishonim over here, based on the Tesefta, explain, is that the Shnayim Mishloisha is not talking about amount of dead bodies. Shnayim Mishloisha refers to a vorim in the body. That means what we're dealing with over here is a skeleton of a dead body that was smashed. Tractor went by. And the shaila is how many of the bones, what surah the bones have to be in order to be metame. Shnayim Mishloisha would be from different parts of the body gathered together. They were malakad atzomois to rebury, kovet ames. And it's Mishnayim Mishloisha parts of the body, but lamaisu you have a shir of reva atzomois. That's metame. Bisil says, minagvir, it has to have a tsura where it's coming from the ikar of the body. Exactly how far to take that and which parts of the anatomy, the skeletal anatomy of the chlal, we'll leave for when we learn Mishnah Yisaholos.